The glory and the honor belongs to Jesus. And therefore, I welcome you in the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live Podcast. This is Holy Spirit led by the Holy Spirit. And I just want to continue to let the Lord have his way and let his will be done in Jesus' name. So therefore, we're going to Bible talk. All right, somebody say Bible talk. Bible talk. Hey, Jordan, God bless you, man. I love you, brother. In Jesus' name, to God be all the glory. God is good, y'all. God is good. His presence is surely here. And we're going to let him have his way today. Ephesians 1 and 3 is our topic today. Ephesians 1 and 3. Bible talk is our series where we pick a verse or two or however the Lord leads, and we talk about it, all right? And we see what the Lord is saying about his word, what he's trying to say in his word to us, okay? So let's pray, then we're going to go into a Bible talk for today. God bless you. Thank you for all the likes, all the shares, all the gifts. God bless each and every one of you. And in Jesus' name, as we go into prayer, all right? In Jesus' name. Hey, Jada, God bless you. In Jesus' name. As we go into prayer, as you come in, just set your heart, set your minds, set everything on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because his presence is surely here. Hallelujah. Jesus, we come before you. We come before your presence. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father God, for we've come before your presence with singing, praising your holy name, decreeing and declaring over our life that that's all right. Whatever we go through, as long as we know that we have a seat in the kingdom, as long as we know that our home is in you, as long as we know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all right. Because we know, oh God, that you have greater for us, that this world is not our home, that our circumstances shall not stay the same, but we shall experience greater. We shall be stronger and grow stronger in the Lord. In Jesus' name, to fulfill the purpose you have for us, to fulfill while we're here on this earth. So we can just lift our hands and tell you thank you. Thank you for where we're at, oh God. Thank you for where you brought us. Thank you for what you brought us from, oh God. For it could have been any other way. It could have been any other way, oh God, but you seen fit to keep us. You seen fit to carry us. You seen fit to bless us. And we give you the praise, the glory, the honor for showing your kindness toward us when you didn't have to. As Romans 5 and 8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet dirty, while we were yet unclean, while we were yet hollow by Satan, sinners and full of sin, you still sent your son to die so you can clean us up. You still sent your son and you raised him from the dead so that we can be raised to new life, so that we can find new life. So that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You sent your son so all things can become new in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. As we give our life up for your sake, you said he that does this shall find it. In Jesus' name. But you said he that shall save his life shall lose it. So we don't want to hang on to this world. We don't want to hang on to sin. We don't want to hang on to things that are not of you. But we want to let you do the growth work in us. We want to let the Spirit of the living God do this good work in us so that we can be holy and without blame before you in love when you come to get us, when you call us home and judge us, oh God. For every man will have to go through the judgments of God. So we, oh God, we want to be ready. Yes, we may have some struggles. Yes, we may have some battles, but we thank you that long as we got you, We are more than conquerors. For your word says it. In the book of Romans, your word says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You are more than a conqueror. You shall overcome this. You shall overcome everything that came to conquer you. In Jesus' name, by the blood of the Lamb, you shall overcome. By his grace, you shall overcome. Because he loves you. Because he is merciful unto you. He's plenteous of mercy. In Jesus' name. So run to him and let him see you through. He's the only one that can lead us through this dark world. The light that leads to life. In the dark world, you are the light, Jesus, that lights up our path so that we can see where we're going. In Jesus' name. And sometimes it may not always look like we know where we're going. But long as we keep you first, long as we know that we're seeking after you and we're doing, Father, all that we can to get right with you, oh God. For you already made us right with you by saving us and by sending your son, Jesus Christ. As we continue to let you perfect us, as we continue to work the faith with the works, and not just the faith without the works, but have the faith with the works. Praying and reading your word and studying and meditating on your word, oh God, seeking your face. We know, oh God, that the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. In Jesus' name. Just lift your hands in his presence. The real surrender is in your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The real surrender is in your heart. The lifting of your hands is just a sign of surrenderance. But the real surrender is in your heart. Do you really surrender in your heart to let him lead you and guide you? Because the Lord looks in the inward, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. In Jesus' name, for he knows your heart. Hallelujah. So I pray that you continue to let him clean your heart. Continue to let him clean everything out that's not like him. And let him create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. I want you to say that. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. So I can be all that you have called me to be. In Jesus' name, we do pray. God, have your way in this Bible talk. Let it be all for your glory, your honor, and your praise. In Jesus' name, Jamon is out the way. And I believe, Holy Spirit, you're going to speak mightily. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we call it done by faith. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We thank Jesus. We honor him. We magnify his holy name. Thank you if you just came in. God bless you. In Jesus' name. And if you've been here, God bless you. In Jesus' name. Our people of God, let's go into the word. Ephesians 1 and 3, that's where we're at, right? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And it says this, King James Version, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We're going to say that one more time. Ooh. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians is addressed to a group of believers, hallelujah, who are rich beyond measure in Jesus Christ, yet living as beggars. and only because they are ignorant of their wealth. For they could be so much more. They could have so much more. But they don't know that they are wealthy in Christ. They're rich beyond measure in Jesus Christ. So Paul begins by describing in chapters 1 through 3 of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, chapter 3, the contents of the Christian's heavenly bank account. Somebody say heavenly bank account. And that's in quotation marks, but heavenly bank account, because we're going to use something that we can relate to. I want you to say this after me. Adoption, acceptance, redemption, forgiveness, wisdom, inheritance, the seal of the Holy Spirit, life, grace, citizenship. In short, every spiritual blessing. You got to know that God has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings. So that means that we can't say that we're not blessed. We can't say that we don't got nothing. Because Jesus has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. For we're not counting on our bank account here on earth or in the Wells Fargo. We're not counting on, in Jesus' name, the Apple Pay. But we're counting on the heavenly bank account that we have in Christ Jesus. And this bank account will never fail you. This bank account will never run short. This bank account that you have in Christ Jesus is an overflowing bank account. Why? Because God has blessed you with it. Hallelujah. It's spiritual. It's what this world cannot mess with unless you let it. Unless you don't know that you're already blessed. Unless you don't know that you're already blessed. Sometimes you just got to walk around and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Even if it don't look good. Even if I may not have it in the natural, I'm already blessed. Jesus woke me up this morning. I'm blessed. He blessed me with all spiritual blessings. I'm blessed. He started me on his way. I'm blessed. Because Jesus, his word says it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You got to know that this bank account won't, in Jesus' name, go incorrupt. It won't go out. It won't run out in Jesus' name. But even if our bank account on earth here runs out, we can still say that we're blessed. Because we're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So, this doesn't mean everything is perfect. This doesn't mean everything is perfect for Christians and that we won't go through things. But one thing that we can do is stand and know that the promises of God are yea and amen. One thing we can do is stand firm in the faith in Jesus' name and know that even though it does not look good, I still believe by faith that God is working things out in the spirit. Because I'm setting my mind on things above and not on things on the earth. So according to our faith and God's goodness to bless us with every spiritual blessing, if we believe, the promises are already yours. His promises to set you free is already yours. His promise in Jesus' name to make you righteous and make you holy is already yours. Because you have spiritual blessings. You have blessings where you are already adopted. You're already accepted by Christ. In Jesus' name, when man don't accept you on this earth, you're already blessed with the blessing of acceptance in Christ Jesus. That no matter what you do, say, or think, you can come to him and he accepts you as you are. You already have been redeemed. Your life has already been paid with a price by the blood of Jesus Christ, because God sent his son to die on the cross for your sins. In Jesus' name, it says he was ransomed. That means he paid a price for you to get you back, to snatch you back. He's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light so that you can be a light of this world. And so this world can see Jesus in you by the way you walk, by the way you talk, by your works. It is not our works that will get us into heaven, but while we are here, we are to do what? Good works. For his word says it. In Jesus' name, he has called us unto do good works unto him. It says it right here in Ephesians. If you look over right here at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So I'm walking in good works. Although I know my works will not get me into heaven, it's my duty. As a believer, as a Christian, it's my duty. If I'm saying I'm really following Christ, I got to live like it in Jesus' name. And that's the truth, because he wants us, what it says in verse 4, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In Jesus' name. And this work that the Lord will do in you will make you holy. Will make you to be changed and set free from what this world tried to bound you to, from what the enemy, the devil tried to put on you, because you're already blessed. Now, you just got to tap into the bank account, the heavenly bank account. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. Our true bank account is in heaven, in the spirit. And the things that we can't see. Now what the Lord does, and when he does this work in us, now when men look at us, they see a difference than this world. Okay, they start to see Jesus. They start to feel Jesus. They start to experience Jesus in a new way through another person. How would they know about Jesus unless you tell them? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the Lord starts to use you, he'll be able to use you to help set someone else free. Because that's what he wants to do. We're his hands and his feet now that he's not coming back in physical form. In Jesus' name. Created unto good works. So therefore, this is an opportunity for someone else who does not know Jesus to be saved. An opportunity for someone who is going through a struggle that you went through. Now you can share with them how God brought you through. How he delivered you, how he set you free, how he gave you true joy in the midst of the storm. And not forcing it on them, but let the Lord lead you. And let the Lord guide you to tell them. Because you know it's what you're supposed to do. So we give Jesus the praise and the glory and the honor. He is the one who gets the glory, because he's the one that has blessed us to be able to do anything. Hallelujah. Therefore, I want you to say this. I am already blessed. Say it again. I am already blessed. According to God's word in Ephesians 1 and 3, I am already blessed. I don't got to wait for the blessing. Although he will bring the blessing into the natural. As you trust him, as you continue to walk by faith and not by sight, he'll bring you blessings into the natural. He does not want us lacking anything. And for the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 9, fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. I am already blessed in Jesus' name because God is with me. I am already blessed because he already blessed me. Hallelujah. I am already blessed according to God's word. Now you know what to say now. In Jesus' name, now you know what to say. When they ask you how you're doing, I'm already blessed. Go back to Ephesians 1 and 3 and say, I'm already blessed. Because look, God's word says it. I'm only telling you what the word of God says. In Jesus' name. So, Jesus loves you, people of God. And how do I know that? Because his word says it. Ephesians 1 and 4. Look right there. This is the NLT version right here. Thank you, Jesus. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. That's something to give God praise for. We got something to praise the Lord for. We got something to bless his holy name. Because even before he made the world, he loved us and chose us. He chose you. Sometimes it'll be hard to wrap your mind around it, but he chose you. He chose you. Sometimes you think about, like, how did he choose me, you know? Or nobody loves me. But God loves you. God loves you. When people, if they tell you that God loves you, you better believe it. Because his word says it. So we give Jesus the praise, the glory, the honor. Today, if that's you, that you feel like nobody loves you, like everybody has left you and abandoned you, like everybody has just pushed you away, know that God has a plan for you, and he just wants you closer with him. He wants to get you in that intimate place, that secret place, that you can dwell there in his presence. And there he will keep you. There he will cover you. There he will shower you with his love and with blessings that he has already blessed you with. But now it's yours for the grabbing. It's yours for the taking. Because it's in the spirit. It's already there. Now the Lord just has to bring it to you. In fullness, all right? In it the way he sees fit. Know that he has a will for your life, a purpose for you to fulfill in the kingdom of God. And this purpose can only be fulfilled by following Jesus Christ, following his will, his way. Okay? Matthew 16 and 24. I'm going to leave you with this. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. So if that's you today, I want you to lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. If you want to deny yourself, you want to, in Jesus' name, take up your cross. You want to follow him. You want to do it daily, seriously. And let God change you. And let him shower you with his love. Because he already loves you. Let him forgive you. Because it's there for you. As soon as you ask for it, he forgives you. As soon as you confess, he sees you. As soon as you repent, he helps you. So according to your faith and his goodness, in Jesus' name, he will do it for you. Jesus' name. If that's you, I want you to lift your hands in the presence of the Lord right there. And we're going to pray. And as I pray, I want you to pray and talk with the Lord in Jesus' name, because this is a relationship. If that's you. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us. We thank you for being so kind to us, for being so loving unto us, to bless us with all spiritual blessings. to seat us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In heavenly realms, we're already seated there as we have come to you in Christ. But there are some that may not believe. They may not believe that you have blessed them already. They may not believe that you loved them before the foundation of the world. There are some, oh God, that feel like they're not loved at all. So God, I just pray that you reveal your love to them. That you, before you even laid the world, before you even created it, you had a plan for them, a plan to save them, a plan, oh, Shatada Bahaya, a plan to redeem their lives, a plan to send your son to pay the price for their sin, for their mistakes, for what they have done wrong against you. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And the enemy tried to make them feel like they have failed you. Like they have failed you so much that you have left them. Oh, but you said in your word, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. That your word declares that you will never leave us nor forsake us. But your word declares that you make your face to shine upon us. That your grace is sufficient for us. Oh, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So the one that has their hands raised, the one that is feeling that way, I pray that you touch them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Right now, oh God, I pray, Hashatada Bahanda, Ikorashataya. I pray right now, oh God, that you shower them with your love. Roshana, Ikorashekere, for the Lord loves you. And he wants you to know today that his love for you will never run out, that it will never run dry. But he will love you until the end. He will be with you until the end. And he wants to change you. He wants to mold you. For he is the potter and you are the clay. And this good work that he has begun in you, he shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. As you continue to submit to him, as you sow to please the Spirit, in Jesus' name, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to always get it right. But the Lord knows your heart. And if your heart is in the right place, then that's what matters to God. In Jesus' name, every struggle I decree and declare for it to break today. Every cycle that the enemy is trying to put you in, I decree and declare today that it has to go in Jesus' name. Lord, you said we can speak to the mountain. And I tell that mountain right now, to remove hence the yonder place in Jesus' name that has been trying to hinder your spiritual growth. You shall be who God has called you to be. You shall be used for his glory. You shall go forth in love because God is love. In Jesus' name. And you do love him. So I just pray protection over you. Protection from the snares of the fowler. I pray that you'll put the whole armor of God on. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. I pray you'll hold it up. I pray that you'll wave the sword of the Spirit, which is speaking the word of the Lord. I pray that you'll gird up your loins and that you'll put on the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. That you'll be ready to war and fight for your life with the great I am. By your side, behind you, in front of you. He's within you. He is with you. And he loves you so much. All you got to do is ask, seek, and knock. You shall receive. You shall find. And the door shall be opened unto you. Yes. I see miracles happening for you. And you shall come forth and be all that God has called you to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the miracles. For you shall work a miracle in them, for they shall not be the same, but they shall be changed into who you have called them to be. As I see miracles, I see miracles. I see miracles. They're happening for you and you and you and you. Hallelujah. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles. And they're happening for you and you and you and you. You are a miracle. You are a miracle. You are a miracle. And they're happening for you and you and you and you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just give God some praise right there. Miracles, signs and wonders is your portion. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for the mighty move of God that has happened on today. We believe you're going to continue to move mightily. We trust, and by faith, we will continue to follow you, your leading and your guiding. And we pray that you help us to do it, oh God. Help us to submit. Help us to surrender our hearts to you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Because you are our Father, and we are your children. Lead us on, oh God, unto the place you have prepared for us. And while we are here, that we have hope for tomorrow. So we can count it all joy through everything that we go through. Give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody thank Jesus right there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the highest praise. Hallelujah. We give it to you, oh God. We thank you for your holy presence, for your goodness and your mercy, your loving kindness. We don't take it for granted. Somebody say it again. I am already blessed. I am already blessed. I want you to be speaking that over the weekend in Jesus' name. I am already blessed. God bless you, Paul Ella. God bless you, brother. That's my brother right there. In Jesus' name, we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name. All right. I am already blessed. All right, people of God. I love you. In Jesus' name. God loves you. And until next time. Yes. To God be the glory. Thank you, brother, for the encouragement. Yes. To God be all the glory. Yes, he's moving. He's moving. Yes. Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? In Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you, Paul. We give God the praise, man. He's so awesome, y'all. Just I can't tell it enough. Can't tell it enough. We have 10,000 tongues. It still wouldn't be enough. So we're going to give him our best praise while we got the chance. All right. Yes, I love you all in Jesus' name. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for coming out and deciding to tune into the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast, where the word of God goes forth. We thank him. We love him. And I just pray over you. May the Spirit of the Lord go before you, everyone, and everything connected to you. Y'all have a perfect night. Perfect day, perfect weekend. I speak perfection over you because Jesus is perfect. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Yes, Lord.